Asa Hutchinson, polling at less than 1%, launches return to normal tour. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 29, 2023. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, R., who is polling at 1% or less in the presidential primary race, announced this week that he is launching his return to normal tour across Iowa, weeks ahead of the January 15 Iowa caucus. "Today, I am announcing my return to normal tour through Iowa, where I will visit more than a dozen cities next week," Hutchinson announced, claiming that he has been described as normal. "I have been called normal, and America wants to return to controlled borders, job creation, and a balanced budget. Iowan understands normal," the presidential hopeful added. Hutchinson has not shown any signs of dropping out of the primary race, despite consistently polling at the very bottom of the barrel in survey after survey. For instance, as of Friday, the Real Clear polling average of the GOP primary race nationally showed Hutchinson with an average of 0.8 percentage points. That is a full 61.7 points behind former President Donald Trump, of whom Hutchinson is a fierce critic. Related video: Asa Hutchinson, "As president, I would not pardon Trump." Hutchinson's average is even worse in Iowa, where he is launching his tour. According to the RCP polling average, Hutchinson is averaging 0.7% in the Hawkeye state. That puts him 50.6 points behind Trump, who is the runaway frontrunner in Iowa by 32.7 percentage points. Other state-level surveys show Hutchinson coming in at 0% support. But that is not stopping him. He has already suggested that he plans to stay in the race until at least March. "By then, you're going to have a dramatic change, in my judgment, in the politics of the presidential race," Hutchinson said in a November interview with 4029 News on the Record. "You're going to have some that are up now that will be down. Trump will be halfway through his trials. And so I expect dramatic changes," he predicted. Related video: Asa Hutchinson, "Donald Trump has a moral responsibility for what happened on January 6. However, none of the attempts to take down Trump have materialized. Rather, they have only grown his support."